So today what I have planned is I just want to give you a state of the church address, and this really is not a state of the Big C Church, the Universal Church. This is kind of the state of Hannah's Creek, where I feel like we are, maybe where I feel like we need to go. So Barbara and I were talking yesterday, and this month begins my fourth year here at Hannah's Creek. I never would have dreamed that two of my 3 years at Hannah's Creek would have been serving this body through a pandemic. But here we are, still in the midst of the pandemic, and the learning process for me continues. I want to share just briefly how I started my week off this week and kind of set the stage for what I want to do today. So Monday morning early, it was 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. our time, about 6 p.m. Myanmar time. I had the privilege to sit in a Zoom meeting with people from Myanmar, Thailand, different parts of the United States, and talk about making disciples. And it was a great way to start my week because I realized that through technology, our community, the world community, has gotten much smaller. So we got to have conversations with people from literally all over the world in much different time zones. And I was amazed at the passion that these people had, because some of the people on our call or in the Zoom session indicated that they were without electricity, and you could tell they were sitting in the dark and they had their phones held up in front of them, and they showed an eager desire just to know more about Jesus and how to share Jesus more in their life. And that really challenged me to think about where we are as a church and the passions that we have. But before I dig into the vision and mission of Hannah's Creek, there's some things that I want to do first. I don't do this enough publicly, and I apologize. This is one of my faults as a leader. And I don't recognize people enough. So I want to take just a few minutes this morning to recognize people that have been serving at Hannah's Creek. I want to start by saying thank you to Dave Penny. Dave has been an elder at Hannah's Creek since I've been here, and this month would be his first month that he's actually no longer an elder, just because his term is up. And I appreciate Dave's willingness to be involved in some of the meetings we had, make some of the decisions that we have. I know Dave isn't here right now. He's in Florida, but I just wanted to make sure that I told him thank you. Also, I want to recognize Ashley Gibson, because for about the last year, maybe a little longer than a year, Ashley's been in charge of Junior Church. And when I approached Ashley and asked her for some help, it was only for Junior Church, but she went ahead and took on the extra responsibility of planning some church activities. So this summer, the outdoor movies were planned by her, the church picnic that we had was planned by her, and then the Halloween get together down at Whitewater State Park was planned by her. I appreciate Ashley and what she's done over the past year and a half. Ashley's decided that with the new baby, it's time to step back and spend some time with the little guy, and I certainly understand that. So thank you, Ashley. I also want to thank Debbie Kaufman. Debbie has been treasurer here since I've been here. Not only treasurer, but she pitches in and volunteers down in Junior Church in the nursery, and Debbie has this way of just communicating so efficiently certain things, and I appreciate her for that. Pam and Melissa have been dedicated to Junior Church since I've been here. Jeff and Shannon Hill. Jeff has kind of been behind the scenes. Jeff has been my right-hand man. Anytime I've needed something, he's been there, and continue to pray for Jeff and Shannon. They're still under the weather. There's so many more people. Tommy, Valerie, Seth, my dad, and Shannon with the praise team. Don Day and David Burrows, who have continued to serve as elders. Carla Curry for serving in Junior Church. And Carla has, with Barbara over the last few months, they've started making sure that people in the church that are sick or have needs are getting meals delivered at home, and several of the women have volunteered to make meals, so I'm thankful for that. And then David and Jimmy Curry, I know that they take care of the grass and everything outside the building, and so I'm grateful for that. And as I sat down to make this list, you know, I was really grateful at the number of people that we have that do step up and serve to some capacity here at the church. So I just want to let you know from my heart that I'm very grateful for all that you do, and all that you do is very impactful to what we're doing at Hannah's Creek. So as some of you decide to step back, I hope that in the future when things change that you'll be back to take some type of role in what I would say leading at Hannah's Creek. We have several new families and faces at Hannah's Creek over the last year. I know in particular there are three families that have started to come very regularly. I've been amazed that through the pandemic, God has allowed us to grow. I know several churches are struggling because of the pandemic, but God has been faithful to us and good to us. So I thought today would be a good day because of the new faces, and because sometimes as individuals that have been a part of a body for so long, we become complacent. It would be a good time to remind everybody who we are at Hannah's Creek and what we're all about. So when I first came here, the elders and I met, and we sat down and we talked about vision, mission, and some core values that we have. One of the verses that I have used as maybe a life theme when I decided to seriously follow Jesus is the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." At Hannah's Creek, when we talk about vision, we sat down and we decided that the vision of Hannah's Creek shouldn't stray from anything that Jesus said the vision for the church was, and that's simple. We want to be a community of people that love God, love people, and make disciples. It's really easy. And I hope that you would write that down and maybe commit that to memory. What are we about? What's our vision at Hannah's Creek? We want to be a community of people that love God, love people, and make disciples. And one of the other things that I talk about more often than the vision is the mission at Hannah's Creek. And the mission statement that we have is know, grow, show, and go. We want to know Jesus, grow in our relationship with Jesus, show Jesus in everyday life, and go and tell other people about Jesus. So when we think about vision and mission, the mission is really how we accomplish the vision. How do we become a community of people that love God, love people, and make disciples? We get to know Jesus better. We grow in our relationship with Jesus better, and we simply show Jesus and tell other people about Jesus. That's how we make it happen. And these are the core values that we hold at Hannah's Creek. The first core value, and I'm not sure that they're necessarily in order of importance, but the first one definitely is the most important. The first core value that we have is Christ is the head of the church. That's the most important thing to us at Hannah's Creek. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. I'm not the head of the church. The elders aren't the head of the church. Jesus is the head of the church. We also value the authority of Scripture, Christian unity, excellence in all things, and developing people. And these are kind of the pillars that hold up our mission and vision. When we focus on these values, I am sure that we will see our mission accomplished and our vision come to fruition. An example of this idea of Christian unity is, if you've been with us for a while, you recall several months ago, Dennis Perkins came, and he's been here several times, but he also came and we shared some time together where we talked about racism and how to address that as a church. That has sparked further conversation where Dennis's church that he belongs to in Connersville has reached out to us and asked us to come one Sunday and be a part of their worship service as a church. And Dennis's, you know, his whole spiel was, let's take this another step further and show people how we're united. And I wholeheartedly agree that that would be a great opportunity, and we'll continue to look at when we can do that in the future. So where are we as a church? Over the last few years have been spent by me trying to get to know you all better, build some relationships that are meaningful. And now I feel like we are at a point where it's time to put our nose to the grindstone, so to speak. It's time now to dig in, and we introduced this theme a couple weeks ago called Engage 2022. And I just want to outline what that means. What does it mean to engage in 2022 at Hannah's Creek? First, I feel like as a church, we need to engage in our own spiritual growth. That's where we need to go. This is up to you individually. I can help you, I can give you pointers, but I can't make you be mindful of your spiritual growth. You have to take ownership of that. Here's an example of growing in spiritual growth, or being involved in spiritual growth. We started a Bible reading plan together through the YouVersion Bible app. I am amazed at the number of people that we've had join that. We have 23 people that are currently reading the Bible together on the YouVersion Bible app. And several people are commenting as they read. They comment how God has spoken to them, some themes that have been prominent in the reading. And that has been so great to see the engagement level in that. So I'm very grateful. If you're one of the 23 people, thank you for being a part of that. But that's part of spiritual growth. It's engaging in Bible reading, scripture reading. I want to also challenge you that we need to spend more time in intentional prayer. Now, this is something that needs to be done corporately and individually. We need to spend more time as a body of believers in prayer together. If I were to evaluate the past few years at Hannah's Creek, and I take ownership of this, we don't pray together enough. We need to do it more. We need to be more consistent in our groups. We have started several groups at Hannah's Creek that meet on Thursday evenings, but we're not consistent in the groups. So I applaud the effort of starting groups and being intentional about growing in smaller setting. But where we need to improve is we need more consistency. Again, this falls a lot on me. We need to be more consistent in the extra classes that are offered on Sunday and possibly through the week. Now, we have been involved in this leadership training just after worship on Sunday mornings, and we've had a good core group of people that have been involved in that, and I'm thankful for those people that have done that. But I want to challenge other people. When those things are offered, be a part of that. Join with those groups. Join with those classes, because that helps you grow closer to Jesus. So we need to engage in our own spiritual growth. The second thing that I want to highlight about this Engage campaign is we need to engage in the community in such a way that Hannah's Creek becomes critical to the fabric of Union County. So let me say that again. We need to engage with the community in such a way that Hannah's Creek becomes critical to the fabric of Union County. Now here's a question that I think we should ask ourselves. If Hannah's Creek were to close its doors today, would that impact our community in any way? Or would the community continue to function with little to no notice at all? I think Hannah's Creek should be so critical to the fabric of Union County that if we were to close our doors, it would impact the county significantly. We had the ability to engage the community through the middle portion of the pandemic by handing out those USDA food boxes. I think we need to take it a step further. The USDA food box program is no longer going on, but how can we step up as a church to provide food to people that need it in our community? That's one simple way to impact our community. And I really feel like the next step that we need to take as a church is being involved in Union County to a very high degree. And those things are easy for us to digest. We understand spiritual growth. We understand being involved in community. But the next thing I want to highlight is new to us, new to a lot of people. We need to engage the online community in a way that not only helps them feel connected to Hannah's Creek, but also helps them become disciples of Jesus in their geographic location. The pandemic has forced us to be comfortable with technology. We are not where we need to be with technology, but we are light years ahead of where we were when we started. Out of necessity, we embrace technology. We need to have a willingness to embrace new methods to proclaim and live the same message. So the message of Hannah's Creek is never going to change. It's the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there are new methods that we need to embrace to proclaim that message. And a lot of those methods involve technology, involve virtual online offerings, and learning how to build online community. I've been amazed at the number of people that join us each week on Facebook only. People that reach out to me through the week, through Messenger or text message, people I had no idea were watching, are watching every week. We need to figure out how to make those people a part of our community here at Hannah's Creek. So we need to look at expanding our online offerings, online groups, because the reality is, there was a time in the history of the church where small churches like Hannah's Creek, our impact would only be within a half an hour radius of the church building. But the reality is now, Hannah's Creek can have an impact worldwide. This is what I learned Monday morning when I sat in a room with people from different parts of the world. Hannah's Creek, the audience that we have, is unlimited. We just have to learn how to leverage the technology that God has given us to make an impact. So that's gonna require a willingness to make some changes. And the last thing I want to mention today about this Engage 2022 is that we need to engage in serving Hannah's Creek and serving our community. So here's the challenging part of what I want to say today. Where are we as a church? What's the state of the church? Where are we going? We need to begin to create a culture of service at Hannah's Creek. When people see Hannah's Creek, they should see service. They should see people that are willing to serve. We have a lot of discussions in the church world about producers versus consumers. And there are people that come to church that have a consumer mentality. And what that means is they come to church with the questions of what can the church do for me? And then there are producers, and the producers come to the church with the mentality of what can I do for the church? And sometimes when we have these conversations, we talk about, well, we have to shift away from being a consumer-minded church to a producer-minded church. But the way I look at it, it's not one or the other, it's both. We have to be willing to come to the church and understand that the church, as a group collectively, will have something for me. But at the same time, we also have to understand that we have something for the church as well. One of the things we talked about in this training on Monday morning was this idea of leadership and making disciples. And one of the illustrations that was used was of a mother duckling walking and then her little ducklings following her. And the depiction is that discipleship is like that. We're all ducklings. And the fascinating thing about ducklings is that ducklings are leaders and followers at the same time, because they all get in the line and they follow the one in front of them. But the one in front of them is following the one in front of them, and ultimately they're all following the mother duck. So the church is the same way. Jesus is like the mother duck. We're all following Jesus. And we're all the ducklings. We're both leaders and followers at the same time. We need to be both producers and consumers at the same time. And so where do we go now at Hannah's Creek? I think we need to embrace the idea that no matter what stage we're at on our spiritual growth trajectory, we all have something valuable to add to Hannah's Creek. We might be new to the faith. There are some people here that might be new to the faith and say, you know, I just don't think that there's anything that I can do for the church, and that's wrong. We would expect anybody that comes through here that makes a confession of faith to follow Jesus Christ, we would expect anybody that comes through those doors to serve in some capacity. It doesn't matter how spiritually mature you are. We want you to get plugged in. We want you to serve somewhere. But at the same time, we want to try to make sure that your needs are being met spiritually as well. So it's kind of like this cycle. We want to get into this cycle where we're not overly producer-minded, where we have a church full of people that think they don't need to grow at all. That's not the case. But we don't want to be overly consumer-minded, where we think we have a church full of people that think they have nothing to add to the kingdom of God. We want to be a balance. We want to be a place where people can come and be fed and feed others as well. We want to be a place where people can come and be served and serve. That's where I feel like we need to go as a body of believers at Hannah's Creek. So I'm really encouraged by where we're at. We have some decisions to make coming up. For those of you that are members here, you know that we'll have our annual meeting soon, and there are going to be some things that are discussed, some decisions that have to be made that will ultimately impact how consistent that we can be. But I want you to spend the next several days or weeks until that meeting just praying about the direction of the church. Try to be discerning to see where God's Spirit is moving, because that's where Hannah's Creek wants to jump in. We want to see where God's Spirit is moving and be a part of that. And spend the next few weeks praying about that, and as we enter into this next meeting, you'll get more specifics, but here's an update. We met our budget for last year. This is through 2 years of the pandemic. I've been amazed. For the first year of that, we weren't even in the building for almost half of the year. And financially, you still supported this church. And I'm grateful for that. And this last year, we met the budget. We exceeded the budget. And I attribute that to nothing but God's faithfulness. And so I want to challenge you that as the next year unfolds and some of the decisions that we have to make, they're going to impact the budget, God will continue to meet the needs that we have if we're faithful. So financially, the church is doing great. Attendance-wise, I know people like to know about numbers. I've been so happy with the attendance of the church. We are really about where we were prior to the pandemic, and we've picked up a few new families. Spiritually, I sense that we're in a place that we're ready to be prodded along more. It's time to step outside of our comfort zone, to get a little bit uncomfortable, and to embrace what God is doing. So let's close today with a prayer. I hope next week we'll be back in person. I don't know. We're going to make that decision week by week. If we're back in person next week, we're going to wrap up that All Things New series. We're going to follow that up with a question and answer. Maybe some of the things that I've said today have sparked some questions that you may have. If you want, if it's not too private, comment on the Facebook post. Ask the question, and I'll try to answer it. If you feel like it's more of a private question, feel free to message me privately or call me privately, and I'll try to answer any questions you have. But I want to spend just the last couple minutes that we have together in prayer. So would you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for being so faithful to us. The last couple years have been very challenging, there is no doubt. But through the challenge, you have been constant. You're unchanging, and we're thankful for that. Lord, I pray that as we embark on this new year at Hannah's Creek, that we would be sensitive to your Spirit's leading. Father, that you would really give us the capacity and the desire to engage with you more, to engage with each other more, and to engage with this community more. God, above all, we want to bring you glory and honor. We want to be a community of people that reflects the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, to a broken world. Father, I pray that you would just continue to raise up leaders in this church. Give people the desire to step up and to serve, not just to be served. Lord, I pray that we would all realize that we are both leaders and followers. We're all following you, and we're all leading someone. May we do that in a way that's pleasing to you. Lord, we are at a time when we have several people in our congregation that are sick, and even more people in our community that are sick. We know that ultimately you are the great physician and the great healer. And God, I pray that your healing hand would rest on us. I pray that you would not only heal us physically, Father, but that you would continue to heal us spiritually. Lord, in the midst of this virus that continues to rear its ugly head, help us to look to you and to trust in your unfailing love. God, help us to see opportunities, even in this, that we could step up and make an impact in people's lives. Whether it's as simple as taking someone food, offering a prayer for someone, or maybe even more than that. God, help us to be aware of those needs and give us the courage to step in and meet those needs. Lord, I know that there are a few families here that are really struggling with sickness, and I pray that you would continue to be with them. And through this sickness, Lord, bring them comfort and peace. Lord, we love you. We thank you for everything you've done for us. We ask that you just continue to be with us. We pray these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.